the Persians. All were slaves but Xerxes, son of Darius. Avenging his father, he returned to Greece with a host that drained rivers dry and left in their path a poisoned wake. Xerxes, the god, bound the sons of Pythias and cut each in two. His army marched between trunks and legs and brushed away flies that swarmed their desolate faces. Before them the valleys emptied, but at Thermopylae the Spartans waited with their slaves and bathed and oiled their hair. They practiced advance, halt, step back, lock shields, thrust overhand, shift underhand, balance, thrust again. They killed Xerxes' chattel for 3 days before betrayal and died under a tumult of arrows. At Plataea, their brothers and their slaves slaughtered more. Xerxes might have wept. No one has forgotten the dead or how the powerful require us to think they are gods. If we care to look, we see how the earth ever opens a vein in the presence of barbarous men. Goodness is a broken thing, credulous, smug, and blind. But when the pitiless sweep all before them and make a sacrament of their cruelty, we must fight for it, and for love, and pray our children remember.